Welcome to Le Rendez-vous. My name is Garance Doré and I'm a writer with so many stories to tell and ideas to share that I created this special moment to talk about all the things that are going on in our lives. So come, let's spend a moment together. Le Rendez-vous is brought to you by Doré, the skincare line I co-created, wanting to bring more simplicity and efficacy to our lives. Check out the end of the episode for a special code just for you, the Rendez-vous listeners. I've had that subject written on my list of possible subjects for the Rendez-vous for a while, and I love talking about sex. Usually, those are the kind of topics that I keep for my newsletter, which is private and where I feel a little bit freer to talk about everything I want. But I think this subject is not only fun, but also important, and that I have a very specific point of view coming from one culture and having lived in another one so many years. What I want to talk to you about today is sex. When should we have it? Should we have it on the first night? Should we wait? What should we do? Let me take you through what I know. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I often talk about the differences in cultures because they're so profound, and often we forget in this globalized world that we live in how different our attitudes are towards so many things. And when it comes to relationship and courtship and sex, I have never seen such opposed cultures as the one that you'll find in France and I think usually in most of Europe, and the one that I found in the United States. So just to do a little bit of recap, and I think I couldn't go about talking about sex without underlining that. So most of you know that there is a culture of dating in the United States, something we definitely don't have in France, even though things are changing a little bit, it seems. But the idea of dating is that you kind of see the world of potential suitors as a market. Let's say you're a woman and decided, okay, I'm going to date. You can see different men at the same time. I'm not meaning different men on the same date, but in the same week, you could have dates with three different men. And you could even have sex with them if you wanted. Because until the moment when you've said that you're in a committed relationship, which is called having the talk, you're not committed to anything and you don't owe anything to anyone. You're basically trying on the goods, if you will. And I was quite shocked in the beginning when I learned this. I was like, but this is insensitive. This is terrible. How can you do that? It's basically like cheating on someone. Until I lived it and I saw it and I saw how it worked, and I started understanding some of the inner workings of that system. In comparison, dating in France is very simple. Well, or at least it appears really simple to me. You'll meet someone, and if you like them, you'll kiss them, and pretty soon after, usually have sex with them. And the second you have sex with them, unless there is a conversation that says otherwise, you are together. You're an item and no one is allowed to go see elsewhere. It makes things very simple. And I think that what it also means is that the first months of relationships in France are more like a little bit like dating. It's exclusive, but it's fragile. You don't really know the person. You haven't tested them in different situations. And to me, that's always how it appeared. Whereas if you date someone in America, you'll take your time. But once you're committed, you're right away in a more serious relationship. So what's sex have to do with all of that? Well, absolutely everything. In France, it is pretty simple. There is absolutely no stigma if you decide you want to have sex on the first night. That's what most people do, and it's that sense of very French passionate love at first sight, excitement type of relationship that we have, that we do first and we think later, if you will. In America, it's very different because through the system, sex becomes a little bit of a bargain between a man and a woman. There are many undercurrents of culture that go through that. And often, if you have sex on the first night and you're a woman, you might be considered a slut. And a lot of women are very careful and wary of that. I also think that because the courtship is a thing in itself, because dating is such an important thing, there is this sense of keeping your cards close, if you will. So there is a risk for women, the one of not being seen in the best light by the man. And also with that comes the idea that she might lose a little bit of her advantage in the courtship. I have to say that what I observed in America is that courtship is much more of a game than what it is in France. I'm not saying that in France we don't have drama, passion, betrayal, people that don't call you back, all of the things that we all go through on each side of the Atlantic. But there are many more rules and accepted behaviors and things that are expected when you're dating in America. It goes all the way until marriage, with a lot of things being codified, like, for example, engagements and the way all those things are done. It's just much more codified in America. So, coming back to sex, most women in the US will ask themselves a question that a lot of French women never ask themselves, and it is, will I have sex on the first night? The answer usually is no, you shouldn't. Some people will say 2 days, some three, some a month, some 3 months, and some people will go all the way to say, wait until you're married. I've met people like that, and I respect every point of view. I think it's, again, just a question of culture and of beliefs. The funny thing that happened to me, to bring it back home, is that I came to the US basically carrying my French culture as a badge of honor, if you will. I was the type of person that would say that this dating culture was absurd, that it was very sexist, that it didn't empower the woman, because this idea of feeling slut-shamed if, you know, you were just following your desire, I felt was so unfair. It was never the same thing for men. They were seen as kind of a winner in a way. The game was, can I get her to bed on the first night? And there was this sense of inequality that would drive me completely crazy. In the US, there was this sense of a game of playing cat and mouse between men and women. The courtship being all about how you would show someone that you're the one who cared less and how it would give you more power. And not that it's not something that always happened in love games, but the games were so present in the US that it often drove me completely crazy. I'm not very good at playing games, and I sort of had to learn, but I was pretty much a disaster because I had never learned to do that. Anytime I had met someone when I was in Europe, in France, it was very much about showing each other our interests and spending the first weeks of a love story being entirely passionate and never keeping your cards closed. On the contrary, showing almost too much love. So I would get into the dating world with my French attitude and just doing whatever I wanted. So if I want to have sex the first night, I would do it. If it didn't work that way, it was fine. I wasn't negotiating my personality. I wasn't adapting at all to the culture I was in. And I felt like it was fun and it was fair and it was making me sort of different. And I know that there is such an attraction of American men towards French women because we have that reputation of being so free, which is justified, I think. So I was playing a little bit with that. And it was working in my favor because I wasn't playing with the same standards which my American friends were playing with. Meaning, people wouldn't say, she's a slut. They would say, she's French. Not that they really talk like that, but you know what I mean. The thing that was really interesting to me is all the untold rules and practices that are so different with what people do in bed between France and America. Because there is this pressure on not having sex the first night, on really playing a game of basically evaluation when you're on the market of dating, which by that I mean you want to show the other person that you're a person of value that is worth to keep seeing and potentially to get into a serious relationship with. So there is really this sense in America of almost old school courtship where you would show what you can bring to a relationship, whether it's the fact that you're a woman of principles who won't have sex the first night and the second night and the third night, whatever you bring to the table, whether it's on the side of the man or of the woman in the context of heterosexual relationships. In that more traditional setting, there is almost this kind of really old school, here's what I'll bring to our marriage, if you will, which is not at all in the French psyche. Marriage and weddings are not as important in France. We do them out of love, out of wanting to have fun, but it doesn't carry such a weight. Because of that background, of that sense of wanting the person you're dating to feel and sense your value, there are these rules that, you know, you don't want to trespass. But because people are human and because there are rules, there are many ways to do around the rules. For example, something that literally completely shocked me when I started talking with my girlfriends about the way they date in America is that a blowjob is not considered having sex. So you'll be having a casual conversation with your girlfriend and she'll tell you about an evening that she spent with a guy that she's dating or that she just met. And you'll say, so how was the sex? And she'll tell you, oh, I don't have sex on the first night, or I didn't have sex with him. I just gave him a blowjob. And I remember each time feeling like I was falling on the floor, because here's the thing. In France, a blowjob is like the ultimate love present you can do for a man. Nobody would give a blowjob on the first night. And again, things are slowly changing. There is a culture of porn and all these things. I'll try not to go too much into that because else this is going to take us the whole day. Things are changing, but still, a blowjob is kind of a cherry on the cake, no pun intended, that you bring to a relationship after months. You know, it's a show of love. It's a gift. It's something super important for French women. So just to show you how things are incredibly different. There are also things like heavy petting. You know, people will say, oh, we didn't have sex, but we only did heavy petting, which means touching different parts, having sex without having penetration, all these things that, because there are so many rules, there are many ways to kind of turn around these rules. And remember, at that time, I was like, this is ridiculous. If you want to have sex with someone, just have sex with someone. I just really didn't get it. A friend of mine was doing that incredible thing where she would date guys. And because she didn't want to be seen as a slut, and because she didn't want to have sex on the first night or the second night, her game, and she's this very gorgeous, incredible, attractive woman, her game was to wait as long as possible until she would have sex. And I mean by that, months. But what she would do would be to tell the man that she was dating, well, if you want, you can come and spend the night with me. We'll sleep in the same bed. Just, we can't have sex, no penetration. And I was like, when she told me, I was like, this is absolute torture to me. How could you do that? I'd never be able to do that. And she told me, oh, you should try, that's amazing. I tried once and it was very funny because I was laughing about it and it only lasted that night because by the morning, all my resolve was gone, if you know what I mean. So for many years, I was being my very French self. And you know me, I was always in relationships anyway. So it's not like I'm someone who had to deal with this type of troubles many times in my life. I'm a serial monogamist. I didn't date as much as some of my friends have. But still, when people were asking me for advice, I was very camped on my very French position, which is like, be free with your body, do whatever you want, have sex when you want to have sex, and enjoy. And then I started dating, and I dated a lot of American men. And I came at it with my usual attitude. And by then, I had slowly started understanding and seeing things that I used not to see. Meaning cultural things that it will take you years to understand when you move to any new country. In the beginning, you think you have a grasp of the culture in 1 or 2 years, when it actually takes decades to be able to decode the attitudes and the sayings of people of a different culture. By the time I started dating again, it was about 10 years into my living in the US, and I could read the behaviors of men much more than in the beginning. And I started seeing the effects of my behavior on them, and how, even if it was covered and masked by the fact that I was French, my very liberal attitude was often throwing them off. And it didn't take a long time for me to understand that I needed to adapt a little bit to the culture I was in, and to use the codes of that culture so that there would be more of an understanding. It's easy to talk about things and to say things, but codes and attitudes are very ingrained. And so when I started dating in America, which I had never really done before, I slowly changed a little bit my attitude from a very French one to a multicultural, adapted one. And that's when I started seeing the positives of waiting for sex. Number one, and that's something that is so difficult to do for me, is that I've never regretted waiting for anything when it comes to courtship. And that has nothing to do with the way I'll be seen or judged. It has everything to do with pleasure. Courtship is one of the most magical times if you let it. It's fun, it's exciting, you're waiting for the phone call, you get aroused anytime their hands are close to yours, and there is something magical that is impossible to reproduce once you're in a relationship with someone. And that, I think, is something we don't talk enough about. Freedom is great. Freedom to do whatever you want with your body is essential and important. But refraining oneself, containing your desires, there is a sense of play, a sense of excitement that is so lovely. And that often, because it is also unsettling, difficult, complicated, because we're always looking for certainty, we want to be loved, we want to make sure of the direction where everything is going, we're willing to trade a lot of the loveliness for that. And that's where I started learning to enjoy the game, to enjoy the courtship, obviously when it's with someone that's respectful and lovely and take their time out of respect and enjoyment and not out of disinterest and all the bad stuff that can happen in dating. But when you have someone good that you like, I think extending these first weeks and these first months is actually wonderful. And I'm talking about all that comes intellectually and emotionally, but also physically. There is a joy in taking one's time, not knowing how the chemistry will work, letting things slowly heat up, and just joyfully playing a game with someone. I have never regretted waiting, but often I regret not waiting. Not because it's created trouble with the person I'm dating, even though it can, as I said, sometimes if you're not careful with the culture that the person you're dating is from, you can throw them off, and that can create miscommunications, misunderstandings. And I think that as the immigrant, as the person that comes into a culture, it's very important to understand what are the rules of the game we're playing. But often I've regretted it because once it's done, it's done. And you're turning a page and there are new stories to discover, but this one is over. The first chapter is over once you have sex. You know how their skin feels, you know how they feel, you know what they do. So much of the mystery is gone. And in our need to know and in our need to control the outcomes, often we trade off some of the most beautiful parts of a love story. So my approach would be, if you can, try to wait. But it would also be, don't wait too long. As in everything, often the middle way is the best. Again, those things depend on your cultures. If you're very religious, I totally respect the idea of waiting until marriage. But if you're not, I think at some point it is good to open up to someone. It has happened to me twice in my life. Once again, I'm not someone who's had a lot of adventures. I've been very loyal to a few men in my life. But it has happened twice that I was dating someone and got so incredibly excited and felt like I was falling in love and felt like the chemistry was incredible and couldn't wait until it happened and suddenly realized, this is not the person for me. And I've seen that with a lot of my friends. They go and have sex with someone that they're entirely crazy about and they call you in the morning and they're like, no, this is not going to work. And the disappointment is huge. And then you feel like, no, I've been dating this guy for 5 months and lost so much time. I don't really believe in the idea of losing time. I think if you're having a good time with someone, it's great. But again, different cultures. I think because there is this direction towards marriage, having children and building a life that's much more defined in America, the idea of losing time is actually something that's much more present. And I actually don't think it's completely stupid. Life does go on, and at some point you need to decide what you want to do. The other problem with waiting too long is that if you wait too long, fall in love with the guy, get emotional, get attached, get into habits until you wait to have sex with someone, and the sex is horrible the first night, which you can give a pass because, you know, the first night is not always great. Actually, I think most of the time it's a bit weird. People don't know each other. They try to prove something. It can be a real disaster. I think it takes a few times before you get to the essence of the person. But let's say you've waited so long that you're already super attached to the person. If the sex is horrible and you try 1, 2, 3 times and it still is, you might be in a position to start lying to yourself. We've all done that, it's okay, but that's why I think a good sense of balance is in order. You can lie to yourself and tell yourself sex is great with that guy when deep down you know that you're not satisfied. And I've known a lot of people that went into relationships that way because they had been attached with sentiments and emotions. And that a few years later had to admit their sex life was terrible and that they had known that it was going to be the case from the first day, but that they had lied to themselves because they were attached to the person. Which is why I think, depending on where you come from and how you feel about yourself, about relationships, it's all about measure and it's all about finding the right moment for yourself. I would say if you can, try to slow down in the beginning just to give yourself all the delicious moments, just because there are some things that you will never get back. Be cognizant of the culture of the person you're dating so that you understand how they'll feel and what they'll see in your actions. Because wherever you are, these things are true. For example, you might be slut-shamed for having sex the first night in America, which I think is terrible, but it's still what happens. But in France, I'm sure that if you give a blowjob to a man on the first night, he will be rather surprised. Those things are important to remember. Be careful not to do it too late so you can make sure that the chemistry is real and that the physicality of your relationship is real, which is something that is utterly important. Never, please, and I'll do another episode about that, but never lie to yourself that you can be happy in a sexless relationship if that's not what your body truly wants. And have fun and have a lot of self-respect. Ask yourself the question of how it feels for you. In sex, in the beginning, always put yourself first. Don't do anything just to impress. You can just say, I want to take my time, and it will show you a lot about the other person, depending on how they react to that. Usually, even more with men, it will give them permission to relax. Because I think in today's world, a lot of men feel pressure to super perform on the first night. Whereas sometimes taking one's time, doing it slowly, maybe like my friend was doing, just sleeping together the first night, can be quite a fantastic way to get to know somebody else's skin and presence. Find your way, find your language, all within the boundaries of your intimacy and self-respect. Those are the best things. And if you respect yourself, the person that you're about to have sex with will respect you. There's so much more to talk about when it comes to sex, I realize now. We'll do that in the future. Please ask me all of your questions. I hope this episode helped you. Have a wonderful week, and I'm sending you love. Le Rendez-Vous is brought to you by Doré. Doré's latest launch, La Micellaire, is a botanical micellar cleansing water that doesn't require rinsing. Minimize bathroom time and maximize outdoor time with our super simple routine. Use code PODCAST10 for 10% off your first order. Thank you for listening to Le Rendez-Vous. If you want to know more about me, find out about my newsletter and my community, find me on Instagram at Garance Doré or at my website at garance.world. And well, if you'd like to find out how to spell that crazy name, just check out the show notes. Until next time, sending you love.